You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
So we gotta introduce ourselves and let everybody know who we are, what we stand for, why we even here. So, you know, Austin, you want to start everything off?
I mean, yeah, that's not a problem at all. First things first, my name's Austin Morgan. So I actually met these two lovely people roughly 2 months ago. I just reached out to them about doing a podcast together. In fact, I actually reached out to Deja first. She was putting up some information about pretty much doing a podcast, and I was wanting to know how I can get involved and everything. And ironically enough, me and Deja had like never met each other prior to. And so, like, I was just taking a shot, like, literally, like, somehow, some way, we always, like, support each other, like, all of our goals and everything, but we always, like, never, like we said, we never, like, met each other and everything. So, you know, I thought it would be a good opportunity for us to, like, you know, get to know each other and everything, and to be able to get to grow and see, like, how the media-related aspect goes and stuff. Right, so, right. I reached out to her, and she, like, very friendly about it and everything, and out these ideas, and from there we like all
don't
met
hate.
Up and stuff, and it was really, it was cool.
Yeah.
And like, she used to always tell me about you though, bro, like, you know how like y'all had a podcast or like had a radio show back at Wayne
don't
State and everything.
I take my compliment
you
back.
You actually spoke highly of me?
No, no.
What?
No, I did not. I take it back.
She mentioned me one time.
Yeah, it was like an Instagram thing, like you were like at such
okay,
and such.
We're
yeah,
giving him too a little bit too much credit right now. You know what? I take it all back now.
Damn.
Yeah, because you was talking junk.
But see, I didn't expect anything else. So
you
I
shouldn't.
Mean.
Don't.
I mean, to be honest, that's just one aspect of it all. And then to be honest, I think the very first time we all met, it was at your apartment, Keith.
Mm-hmm.
And then we literally talked for 5 hours.
Going.
Like, just
we was going
getting
in.
To know each other and everything. Like, hit it off like immediately.
Good mm-hmm. vibes instantly.
Like immediately.
Yeah.
So from there, you know, we just started to like put everything together and whatnot. And, you know, just here we are today. So
making it happen.
I mean, to be honest, I'm really thankful that, you know, both of you, like, of course, you guys know each other, but I'm thankful that y'all, you know what I'm saying, allowed me to be able to be a part of this as well and everything. And I know we're going to go far with this. Like, it's not a single doubt in my mind. So, I mean, to be honest, like, from here, we're just going to level up. Like, that's the whole purpose of it. You know, we leveling up spiritually, mentally, financially, emotionally, psychologically.
The entire
like,
spectrum.
Physically. Like, come
right,
on
right, the entire spectrum.
The entire spectrum. So, Daisy, you got anything you want to add real quick?
Oh, man. Following up behind Mr. Morgan.
Here we go.
You got a hell of an act to follow. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
Austin, you know, Austin be setting the tone.
His, okay.
Bro, you seen that video you put up on the page? Oh, I was like, man, he's setting the tone, bro. I
mean, future sure. pastor, you know what I'm saying? Like, he be coming up to you, leveling up.
Man, you know?
We a part of levels, and I feel like I still need to level up next time.
Hey, we always got a little something
right,
to do with, you know?
Right,
we just got to.
Leveling right. up is a mentality. That's what it is. That's where it starts.
All right, coach. All right, so my name is, oh my gosh, Deja Vu. That's what I'm going to go by
yep,
on the radio.
Her parents were like,
<that's-> yeah, okay. Well, my mom hears this. What you going to say?
She going to be like, oh, okay. That ain't what I named her, but all right. Yeah.
Anyway, or you can call me Dej for short. That's fine. I just don't like being called by my government name, you know, to a whole bunch of people all the time. So, yeah.
That's understandable.
Anyways. Moving forward, levels. So, me and my homeboy Keith, as Austin did say, like, we did Wayne Radio together with a show called Oh My Gosh, Deja Vu. And we actually had fun doing that, didn't we?
Oh, yeah. It was cool. You know what I'm saying? We had some moments, you know?
Yeah, we did have some moments. And it just really made me think back to, okay, like, I really actually love to do radio. And I really wanted to have that good vibe kind of going on again. And I feel like we can go far with this. So I pitched the idea to Keith. And, of course, him being the supportive friend that he always been. No joke. All jokes aside, I'm going to give you that. Because, you know, I give credit when credit is due.
My one compliment.
I'm not a hater. You know, I give credit when credit is due. But, you know, sometimes you can just sometimes you do.
I'm just, it's
but
just
it's okay,
Keith.
Cause I'm
it's,
bring
it's
you,
just Keith. That's all
it's okay.
Is.
It's all right. I understand. But, but yeah, so I pitched the idea to him and he was down for it. And now here we are with Levels.
There we go. Yeah.
Be straight on the
mm-hmm.
Be straight on the mic, not on the side.
Okay.
Straight up and down.
No, straight on the mic.
Yeah, like boop, bam,
boom.
There okay. you go.
There you go, because you were starting to fade out.
Oh, was I?
Yeah. Oh, wait.
I could barely hear myself already.
Ooh.
Wait, is this
it's going to sound good.
You sound perfect. With like as long as you're talking straight into the mic, you're fine.
Is this recording?
Yeah.
Are you putting this on recording?
Well, okay. This is supposed to be your episode zero, so yeah.
Oh no!
Nah, yeah, let's
come on.
Let's make all the mistakes
roll with the punches.
I'm sorry. I may have misunderstood. Didn't I just hear that you guys did radio and you don't get do overs when you're live?
Correct.
This we can edit it and clean it up. But like, I mean,
you can edit this part out.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not worried about it. Okay.
Wow. Oh my gosh, Deja.
Okay. All right. So anyway, moving forward. Yeah, so I came up with, I pitched the idea Levels to Keith and Austin just because I was thinking about different ways of, you know, different, something different, but yet unique at the same time. Something that wouldn't be too outdated, but mm-hmm. something that still had a hit to it. When I thought about Levels, I was just thinking about us as a whole and then us just being individuals. I thought about Austin's coming from another level. So is Keith mm-hmm. and also with myself. So that's how I was thinking of, you know, Levels and everything. And then we pitched that idea and, you know, Austin and Keith, y'all can let them know what Levels mean to you or whatever.
You really like you introduced us and everything, but then you really haven't had a chance to like really.
Talk.
Say my spiel.
Yeah, so, you know, you can go ahead and do that part real quick. Go ahead, do your thing, brother.
So, I mean, this whole journey for me started back yonder when No, seriously, though. I mean, I've always been interested in entertainment in a sense. I always had this idea about being, just being somebody that people could go to kind of, like, have their spirits lifted in a sense. I've always enjoyed the idea of music, like TV to a certain extent, but I always kind of seen more behind the scenes with stuff like that. But I just always wanted to find ways to kind of like bring a different perspective to people, to kind of just have people not so much focus on the bullshit of life and just enjoy, you know, because there's a lot of life out here to be lived. So college, I went through my whole college experience, kind of dabbling around, not really knowing what I was trying to do, figuring out my own way and where I fit in. Stumbled upon media arts because I kind of fell in line with everything I wanted to do. Got involved with Wayne Radio. Had a radio show with my homie Calvin Lewis. Shout out to Calvin, who's out there doing big things right now. You know, and we had a show, and it was fun. You know, I look forward every Tuesday going in and doing the show. Deja then hit me up. She was like, yo, I got an idea for a show I want to do. You know, do you want to be involved? Everything sounded just, it was legit. I'm like, yeah, sign me up. Let's do that. So, you know, we did the show. Shout out to Cedric. Shout out to Nadeja. You know what I'm saying? We definitely had some fun times there. you know, and for me in that moment of us doing the show, and this just kind of like personal, it kind of showed me more of a possibility of being able to have fun and be yourself in a arena that still you can make money from. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like people, like we turn on the morning, the radio every morning, we hear Foolish, we hear, mm-hmm. you know, DJ Envy, Charlamagne, mm-hmm. Breakfast Club, we hear mm-hmm. all that stuff. And then like me doing that and in that moment made all of that feel real to me, you know, mm-hmm. where it's like, oh shit, like this is what it's like.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, like we can do this for real.
Absolutely.
So,
and get paid for it,
man.
Just by being yourself,
you know.
I'm
so,
down.
So it really piqued my interest. But I mean, of course, after college, you get your degree, and then the pressure comes because you see them statements come in from them loan companies, like, hey, where's our money? Where's our money? Right. You know what I'm saying? Give me my money, like that, like Stewie. They beat your ass for that money.
Hey, listen, that was a legendary episode,
man.
By the way.
Oh, man.
Legendary.
So, with all that, I kind of strayed away from you know my passions for the simple fact that I'm like, oh, I gotta make this money, I gotta make something work. My mind just started, oh shit, bills. What am I gonna do, right? But mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying. I lately I've been in a space where it's like, nah, I need to end up getting back to what I really enjoy and what I really like. I'm getting back in the space of personal freedom. And ironically, literally a day after I made that declaration to myself, Deja hits me on Snap and is like, yo, I got an idea and I need your help. I'm like, all right, run it by me. What's the deal? Mm-hmm. She's like, yo, I'm trying to start this podcast. Is you down? Hell yeah, I'm down.
Is you with it or not?
you know what I'm saying? So then she told me the whole spiel, hit me up, you know, what everything was going to be. You know, she told me about Austin. Like, again, like you said, we connected. We had this long-ass conversation about everything. And I'm just like, yo, this is really where it's at. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, the chemistry was there. The vibe was there. And, I mean, here we are. And we about to level this thing up for sure.
Level up.
Hey. So, hey. But, you know, so now that we kind of introduced ourselves, like, we can go and just say, like, what levels really means to us. Like, what level do we feel like we at, and where do we want to level people up to? Like, where do we want to take this?
I can start it off, because then I can break it down into different spectrums really quick. So, spiritually, I think my level is pretty good. I mean, I have a pretty strong relationship with God and everything. I'm not necessarily a religious person, but I'm very spiritual and everything. I believe in having a specific relationship with God and building on that.
Facts.
And getting to know who he is to me and identifying myself through him type mm-hmm. of deal, you know, so pretty active in church when it comes to that aspect. when it comes to like emotionally and everything, I think I'm pretty solid. I'm pretty mm-hmm. sane, you know, emotions not all over the place.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Don't we feel like killing nobody every 2 seconds? You know?
Exactly. Physically, I think, you know, I could definitely be in a better physical shape. You know, yeah. I'm working on it though. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Leveling up.
All 2019, you know?
Oh, y'all fat.
Yeah. I mean.
You said we fat.
Define fat. I mean, because like.
You fat, got a gut?
Nope. Not for real.
I mean.
I hide it.
Are you
well,
talking about on the inhale or on the exhale? Because.
I'm talking about just straight facts. You
holding
got a
that
gut.
Breath.
Do you have a gut?
Yes,
I'm gonna
no.
be real. Yeah, it comes and goes.
Yeah, right. I'm active. Let me say that I'm active.
Hey,
yeah.
If y'all like it, I you love know. It. It's ooh, nothing. Hey. I was just like,
see,
I love mine.
Like, if we went to the bar or something, see me on the dance floor, I'll wipe your ass up with no problem. All over.
No good that night, huh?
No yeah. good.
Oh, no, not at all. And when I'm hooping too, you know, that's
oh, getting
no
to
good
it
either. You oh, know, gosh. Stamina. Endurance on the all-time high now. let me see. So getting back to topic, though, like psychologically, I feel like that goes back to like the spiritual aspect as well, and it kind of ties into the mental. Mm-hmm. Psychologically, I think we all can like level up at some point and everything. You know, we all have that. Like sometimes we can like have a trauma from like our past or like even something from the present currently and everything. Mm-hmm. And, you know, learning how to deal with it as you get older through life and stuff is something that you just have to take a day at a time with.
Definitely.
You know, and
sure,
that,
sure.
And that just ties into like the mental aspect. Mental is everything. Like, mm-hmm. you know, they always say a mind is a terrible thing to waste. And I think it's so important that we allow ourselves to be able to have this space to be able to not only create, innovate, dream, imagine all of this stuff, but really just to make sure that, that we can create, that we can, have a vision and these ideas to continue to create, like, this idea that Deja started with this whole Levels podcast.
Definitely.
I mean, I wholeheartedly believe, like, when I heard the idea, when we talked about it in person, it was just like, okay, this is something that's going to take us really far. This is going to be the foundation that's set for all three of us,
yes.
you know? And I thought that was very important. Financially, the way my bank account set up, I'm definitely trying to level that up.
Level
I'm
that
gonna
thing
hold
up.
You up. I mean, like I ain't broke, but I mean I ain't rich either.
I got a couple of dollars.
You know? I got $2.
Yeah,
oh,
I got.
Dang.
He got $2. All right, I got a couple of dollars. Let me
look,
just say that.
I look at right it like on. This. I'm not broke, but I ain't broke as.
Yeah,
you know, AF.
Yeah, yeah. you know, you ain't broke AF. It's
live
cool.
a comfortable life.
Right.
Just trying to live my best life.
That's all.
That's
living
it.
Living my best life.
Oh, was that a C note?
You know, right. From time to time. All right.
I see what you're doing. I see what y'all doing out here. Yeah. Both of y'all out acting up.
Hey, it's the weekend. Gotta live it up.
That's my spiel. Whoever want to go next would be greatly appreciated. Did your phone just go off?
Okay, look. Y'all in my business.
I got mine on do not disturb.
Okay.
Please don't bother me while I am on air.
Okay, listen. Okay.
Miss, oh my gosh.
All right.
Okay, so basically, like I said once before, when I pitched the idea levels, what I really wanted from this is for it to reach our generation along with the youth. Just given different aspects of life and just letting you all know that everybody does not think the same, or all situations do not have to end up the same way that they always seem to have been happening, basically. A lot of times, it seems like in this generation, everything follows suit, one behind another, just because so-and-so did this. Oh, well, I'm going to react like this. And it just creates another big old hole.
Correct.
Trust is something that's always being questionable now, because we are taught a lot of times from birth and as children not to trust anything or anybody. And we tend to hold on to that. And it later on affects us in our adult lives. And not having loyalty in this world is killing everything more so than what people think. It's a big, big sacrifice that is going on right now. So, yeah. If I can get in any deeper on what I want levels to become, we'll be here all day. But here on this podcast, like I said, I want to talk about different life situations with family, different issues with friendship, different issues with your romantic relationships. Mm-hmm. And we're just going to get into everything and really speak in detail about it, because I really want to make a difference here. And I believe these two lovely individuals here will help make that happen. Will help make that happen. Absolutely. And I take it back. Keeps an ass. All right.
Appreciate it.
I'm going to keep mine kind of simple, just because my answer for this is I believe everything is mental. Everything starts and ends in the mind. You can only go as far as you believe you can. So with that being said, as simple as it can be, I just want to help everybody level your mind up to a brand new perspective. You might not think about things a certain way, or you might see things a certain way right now, but if you hear somebody else's perspective or you see somebody else doing things differently, you know, it might open you up to something new. So for me, I definitely just want to help everybody level their mindset up, because once you level your mind up, possibilities are endless. And
facts.
Taking off from there.
Big facts.
That's just how I see it, you know.
So are we done with episode zero?
Nope. Episode zero.
So do we want to do like a quick like background? I mean, I know we talked about like what levels mean to us and everything, but like, I mean, because some of us can be from like Oklahoma or Tennessee. Like, I'm just saying, I mean, you know, we are shooting in Detroit and everything, so I don't know. Look at this guy. Yeah, I mean, it's completely up to you guys. I mean, if you want to wrap it up, we can wrap it up.
Go ahead. How you going to pitch the idea then?
Because, you know, it's a collective effort. I don't want to, like, pitch it and then all of a sudden, vetoed out.
How about you lead and we follow?
Well, I'm going to put this one thing out there.
Oh, my goodness.
Depending on the time, we still got to get our family issue topic out the way as well.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Right. We don't want Dave here all night. I'm pretty sure Dave don't want to be here all night.
Well, you know, that's why people make scripts, but okay.
Woo!
Yeah.
Just saying, like, once again, we just had this conversation before we got on the mic, everybody. So, and here we are again.
Let me shut my
After they made the commitment.
Mouth. Let me shut my mouth. Dang. Let me shut my mouth.
I'm just saying.
Shut my mouth.
Shut up, Keith.
I was about to be quiet. It's
how you wasn't.
It's your world.
So, this is what I would say really quick. So a little bit of like, because I would love if we did backgrounds as well. I feel like, you know, we owe it to our audience to let us know exactly where we come from to where we are now. So I'm initially from the west side of Detroit.
Okay.
Big on, look at you.
They
you
about
really
to start
the West Side. Oh, we gangbanging tonight. Oh, this
start
is
crit walk.
This is you going crit walk? Oh no. Oh, man. To be honest, again, coming from the West Side of Detroit, you know, it's coming from Detroit and everything. A lot of people have this already stigma that you really can't accomplish anything from the city and everything, that, you know, people have this, people who are not from here have this idea that you cannot make anything out of yourself from here. Especially True. If you went to like a Detroit public school, like you were part of the Detroit public school system and everything. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I went to McCall Elementary, Lessinger Middle, and Cody High School. And people think, like, oh, you went to Cody? Oh, you just
damn.
Terrible. You went to Cody.
Are you okay?
Quiet as his kid.
Those kids were misbehaved.
Dang. See, I
here goes this old judgmental.
I'm really not being judgmental. I'm speaking facts. Yeah. I'm speaking facts. I'm just saying from my experience, you know, from what I saw with my own two eyes.
Austin really did
open my mind and change my perspective of that because, yeah, you know, I did not expect him to say that.
Yeah, they
and I'm sorry for all the viewers that we have coming from Cody.
I mean,
no offense. But y'all.
I mean, to be honest, wherever you go to school at personally, and that's for college as well, I do believe that, you know, you make the best of it and everything. Like,
mm-hmm.
Me coming from Cody High School and everything, you know, a lot of people thought like, oh, it's a terrible school and everything. I mean, for the most part, I had a great time there. But for the most part, I mean, I was sick. I elaborate on that on a later episode, mm-hmm. to be honest, because it's real deep.
Foreshadowing.
Yeah.
Oh,
make sure y'all tune in a couple more episodes later down the line. Appreciate it. But to be honest, like now, 25 years old, you know, nice job, kind of like a career almost. I have like other ventures outside of the podcast that we're doing today, like that I'm like trying to work on everything. And it's really just trying to make sure that I stay focused on all aspects. Because they do say that an idle mind is a devil's workshop. And
yes, sir.
As long as I can stay as focused as I can and as busy as I can, I mean, I won't have to worry about anybody trying to steal my joy. I don't have to worry about the devil trying to take like anything from me or trying to like battle with me and everything. So to be honest, I mean, it's just a good thing to be able to like grow consistently. And everything. And
True.
I'm looking forward to growing with you guys, truly, just to see how far like we'll go with this. Like, I believe that we can last a really long time. Like,
it's about to be dope.
It'll
be a nice journey.
Oh yeah.
For real.
Oh yeah. Especially when we get to like really talking about like these heavy topics and everything. Like,
ooh.
Yeah. I mean, I really would love if we could, I would love to get our audience involved and mm-hmm. everything. So that way, they can ask us questions if need be, for like the next or the future podcast shows that we have. So that way we can like get things rolling.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's just my little spiel. I mean, I don't want to say too much too soon. I mean, cause you know, it's just the beginning of everything. Hey, there we go.
That's what I'm talking about. Support.
See, that's, exactly. That's one of the downsides of recording here. Is it turns into a fishbowl sometimes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Anything you guys want to add really quick?
Well, I'm from Southwest Detroit.
Hey.
Southwest in the building.
Nah, I'm saying.
If I can name the schools that I went to, starting off younger. I started off in a private school called Cornerstone. It's on the west side of Detroit. Then later on, I went to Mark Twain Elementary School.
Mark Twain.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Interesting.
It's like gone completely now. Like they
technically moved it.
Well, no, it's a difference between Mark Twain and Boynton, and that will always be the building Boynton.
Because it's still Boynton, like, regardless if they call it Mark Twain.
Exactly. Yeah. Regardless if they call it
I'm
Mark repping. Twain. Like,
for sure,
it
sure.
is what it is.
I'm
yeah,
repping.
You keep that. Anyways. And later on, I went to Cass Tech my freshman year of high school.
Boo.
And then I went over to Southwestern, where I graduated from high school at Southwestern High School. So I am a Southwestern High School graduate. Yeah.
Nice. All right.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
Like Austin said, just to piggyback off of what he said, now DPS, you know, Detroit Public Schools do have like that kind of a rep, you know, but we are here to change all of that.
Of course.
So if I can just sum up everything, you know, into one, I'll honestly say, like, we're just getting ready to bring you all a different aspect of life in general.
Right.
Like,
absolutely.
You know, so keep an open mind as you listen to every segment and, you know, just be positive about it and also interact with us. You know, you can interact with us on social media and everything.
Y'all can hit us on the Snap, Twitter,
yeah, cause we're Facebook, all in that. We're all in that late.
IG.
Shut up. Dang. We are all in that, in our late 20s. So, you know, I'm pretty sure like we can relate to almost every young person that will be listening over into our podcast. So we've not been there, starting from 18 on down to 27.
Oh yeah.
And the thing is that we want to help as many people as we can too. So it's like, man, we want to know what y'all going through. So holler at us and let us know, like, you know.
Yeah, you guys can post all your issues on social media. So let's all just talk about it, you know.
Send me your info. I'm gonna talk about
you. So I see another post and I'm like, dang, you feel like that too? Well, let me tell you what I came up with. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Like. Yeah. You know, we reach one, teach one.
Exactly.
and by all means, for those who are listening, it will be anonymous unless you want to be
most
like,
definitely
want everything.
Your information.
We
to
will
be
not
like,
put out your business, and we're not going to just be out here saying any names. You know,
yeah.
We're not here to embarrass or put anyone on Front Street.
Correct.
We're here to level up with you.
Yeah,
and we're help
just
you out.
Trying to embrace you, trying to like. Motivate you, encourage you, inspire you.
This is a safe space, y'all. This is a safe space.
Yep.
It's a safe space, but it's a danger zone at the same time because of the topics we're going
to
bring up. Because
you about to get uncomfortable and get comfortable with us at the same time.
At the same time. Get comfortable with us with getting uncomfortable, like, immediately. First topic, you're going to find out. No worries.
He got his ready voice. Look, he like.
Hey, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
About to make y'all feel uncomfortable.
No, I'm saying.
You going to lift the lips, too?
I like that. I like that. You know what I'm saying? All right. Let me give y'all a little quick background about me, and then we'll get into like the episodes and really get to going.
Make it quick.
I was born by the written. All right. No, straight up. Listen, hold up. So a lot of people don't really know. I was actually born in Providence, Rhode Island.
See what I'm saying? See? I knew it.
Yeah. I was born in Providence, Rhode Island. Came here when I was 2 years old.
Sorry. I'm another New England escapee, so.
There we go. You know what I'm saying?
Well, what do you know?
So, I came here when I was 2 years old. I've been in the city of Detroit ever since. I really have no memory of Providence, so I've always called Detroit my home. Raised me, groomed me, made me who I am to this day. I went to Boynton Middle School. Well, I actually went to Mark Twain for preschool and kindergarten. And then I went to Boynton first grade. So, shout out to everybody out of Southwest. Went to Boynton. I see y'all people. You know what I'm saying? What's up, though, cuz? I see you out here supporting.
Boo.
Shout out to my cousin Crystal.
They went to Boynton.
No. She, but that's my cousin. So, look, anyway. So, went to Boynton. I went to Southwestern. You know what I'm saying? Me and Deja got like a reverse role kind of thing going on. I literally went to Southwestern for 3 semesters. Got into a little bit of trouble. We'll get into that in later episodes. Foreshadowing. And then I ended up going to Renaissance High School, where I actually graduated from. You know what I'm saying? Pretty good experience there. So proud DPS graduate out
facts.
Here breaking the chains. I'm changing the script. DPS, it ain't that, it's bad, but I mean, we gonna make the most of it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And I went to Wayne State. Graduated from there.
Warrior Nation.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? Tartar, whatever y'all want to call it, for the old heads. So we here and we leveling up. So that's a bit of my background. I'm going to give y'all, you know, a bit more as we go. But yeah, that's what it is.
So welcome to the Level Up family, everybody.
Southwest Heights.
We just ready to go on this journey with you, okay?
Let's get it.
Level up, people.